Hey, man.
What's up?
Have you ever heard of John Baptiste?
John the Baptist?
No.
Are you trying to use your Bible degree today? You're just trying to be subtle about it? I like a way of ministry that's like, have you ever heard of Jesus Cristo?
John Baptiste. You're like,
oh, no, I guess not.
No, I guess not.
He lived to be 33 yeah. And then a millennia.
You'll never believe this. He came back from the dead.
Pretty wild.
He came back from the dead. No, John Baptiste, very different from John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. But honestly, in some ways, kind of similar. Now sure. that I'm saying this out loud, there's some connections, which we can draw later in this episode.
I can't go to jail. I'm... Too bad for jail.
Cops said I'm too bad for jail.
That's why I'm trying to become friends with the worms. Trying to get ahead of it.
They can bring me back. I mean, does your wife know about every box you have in your house?
Yeah. That's a healthy marriage.
Mine doesn't know about half the boxes. Things I learned last night. So John Baptiste,
That's not a 1990s name. We're talking about somebody old.
So he was born in 1813 in Ireland.
That makes sense to me.
But by the mid 1850s, he was living in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he moved around a little bit, which we'll trace his life in a little bit. But in 1862, something interesting happened. Let me paint the scene. It's January, 1862, Salt Lake City, Utah. Brigham Young is out starting Mormonism.
Brigham Young's doing what?
He's out starting Mormonism.
In the 1860s?
He didn't start it. He didn't start it, but he was like very influential. He's starting the university.
Brigham Young.
A big preacher.
Yeah.
And so he's doing his thing. The governor, John Dawson, was walking home and two dudes jumped him.
Okay.
Beat the heck out of them.
Yeah.
And so the police.
Sure.
And so the cops, they took these guys and they shot them.
What?
And the guys that beat the governor. Yeah. They shot him. They killed him.
Oh.
One of them had a family and they took care of it. They buried them. Whatever.
The whole family.
The whole family. Like, we'll handle this.
We'll bury you guys together.
Yeah. The other one, his name was Moroni Clausen, and he was kind of a famous like bandit. This is Wild West era, right? Mm. Wild West era West. So it's the Wild West.
It's the Wild West.
This is literally the
Wild
West. I guess
when I think of Wild West, I don't think Utah.
Yeah. I mean, it's West. It's the snowy Wild West.
Okay.
It's Wild, Wild West winter. Wild West winter? You squeaking over there? What are you doing? I don't hear it.
I think it's you.
I'm not hearing it.
Not anymore, I'm not.
Yeah, I wasn't hearing
it. You heard it, though.
I heard it earlier. I think it was a car horn.
Oh, that's what I thought it was, too, but it kept going. All right, anyway.
Anyways, so he, Moroni Clausen was a bandit. And he was kind of an infamous bandit. And he was out, you know, jumping governors.
Clausen. Sure.
Yeah. So by this time, he doesn't really have any family to speak of.
Sure.
And the family that he does have that's still around is like, we don't want anything to do with him. And so they couldn't find any family for him. And so a local police officer, Henry
Heath,
was
like, I love this guy. I love him. He's my son.
So Henry Heath was like, I'll be his uncle daddy.
Sure.
Henry Heath, the local police officer, said, okay, I'll pay for his burial. And he even bought him a suit so he could be buried in a suit.
Sure.
It was like a really generous thing to do for a guy who just beat up the governor. and so they buried him. And everybody went on their way. I thought it was the end of the story. Well, Moroni's brother came to town because he had heard the news that his brother was killed. And I mean, hasn't had contact with him in a long time. But he said, hey, I mean,
he's my brother.
And so he came and he asked for the body to be exhumed so he could take him back to their family's plot.
This is a rented men's warehouse suit. This is the best you could do for my brother. I know he's a bad guy. But
he's like, it is 3 weeks late.
I don't like the way he looks.
Am I going to have to pay back?
I guarantee that.
He's like, I'm going to have to pay for this.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm going to have to pay for this.
No one thought that through.
No one thought through renting a suit for and then
burying it with the dead guy. I mean, how do you tell men's warehouse? Yeah. Hey, we rented that suit. It's not coming back.
It's not coming back.
You can go get it, but that would make you a grave robber. That would
make you a pretty sketchy person. That would make you
a person who robs graves. Yeah. That would make you a person who goes to the graveyard. Digs them up
and steals the clothes from the dead guy. Robs him.
That's what a grave robber is. Grave
robber does.
Even in the Wild West, that's frowned upon. Even in the Winter Wonderland Wild West, people don't like that.
People don't like it when you dig up their graves. Yeah. So Men's Warehouse was real mad, but then the brothers showed up and they're like, "Hey, good. You can dig them up."
Yeah.
And so
get our suit back.
So they're there. They're at the graveyard.
Sure.
They're digging up the grave, and everybody's watching with bated breath for them to open it up because Men's Warehouse is like, "We want our suit back."
Yeah.
And he's like, "I want my brother back." And when they dig it up, they open up the grave. They find something peculiar.
He's not in there.
It's an empty grave. There's a cloth and there's a guy sitting there and he's sitting.
Why do you look for him?
It's like were you sitting in this coffin the whole time?
why do you look for him here?
Ta-da!
I'll return the suit.
I'll get it pressed.
You probably don't want a 3-day grave suit.
No, what they found was John Baptiste's body. But he was laying face down.
John Baptiste?
Oh, sorry. No. Moroni Clausen. Sorry. We're talking about John Baptiste, but we're not talking about him yet. They find Moroni Clausen.
His body.
Face down. Naked. And Men's Warehouse is now mad.
Men's Warehouse is like, we had nothing to do with this.
We don't know
We don't take the returns this seriously.
We're not that crazy about this.
So he's naked face down.
Yeah. And so the brother, needless to say, was like, what the heck, guys? Like, this was really rude. I know like he was a criminal, but this was really rude.
This is so disrespectful.
And Henry, the officer was like, hey, I swear.
I bought a suit for
him. He's like, I bought a suit. We put him in the suit. We buried him face down. We were respectful. We did all.
Buried him face down. I bought him a suit. We buried him face down. Listen, I mean, we respect him, but he still shot the governor.
He didn't shoot the governor. He beat up the governor. They shot him for it.
But I shot him. Anyway.
You can't punch the governor.
Can't get not around that. Here. Yeah, I'd punch Governor Mike Parson. I'd walk straight up to him and I just...
Hey, is it true that you could take 3 punches to the gut? So the police were like, okay, this is weird. We should look into this a little bit.
Sure.
We should see if we can figure out what's going on.
Where's his suit?
So they go...
Men's Warehouse, very invested.
So they go to the local grave tender. What's that? Grave... digger.
So it's a guy,
grave man.
He tends to the graves, and so what that means is he looks after him. He's in a graveyard. He looks out every day, and he goes, "Still dead." That's his main job. That's a very important job.
Make sure none of them zombie.
He's got 2 jobs, right? Yeah. And like, so when they do the interview, they go, "Can you make sure none of them rise from the dead?"
Yeah,
he's like, 2, don't flirt with the widows. Okay, bad taste, doesn't look good for the cemetery.
And we don't like it when you do that.
Yeah.
That's the cemetery owner's job.
And they go, was he rolling in his grave? He's like, I don't know.
I can't see him. We didn't put portholes.
That's
telling my boss we need to put
below ground stuff.
We need to put those little things that you get. Like, you know those things when you're a kid?
Don't ask me, ask the worms. They know. he's a lonely guy. He's a grave tender.
He talks to the worms.
Yeah, he talks to the worms.
Yeah, I saw that guy talking to the worms the other day. No, you know
caught him talking to the worms? That's a whole different thing.
Holding a single
It's one
worm.
Thing for him to bring it up. To be like, you know, the worms worm. Say this. It's a whole other thing to walk in on a man talking to a worm.
And he's just holding it at eye level.
Yeah, well, I mean, worm, you know.
Two-handed.
What, are you going to hold tenderly, it down here? It can't freaking see you.
It's a very tender, two-handed grip.
And I'll be honest.
Kind of loose grip.
You know how worms are kind of like.
They're very floppy.
That worm.
No, he keeps telling that he was telling the owner. He said, you know those things that when in grade school you look in them and then like they get the mirrors hole. And you look up over the wall.
Yeah,
we
need those for the
periscope.
Ground.
Yeah, he said let's do one that goes down into their graves.
Periscope. Whoa, do you remember that app? No. You don't remember the Periscope app? It was like the original TikTok Live or IG Live.
Yeah. This is so sad. But yeah, that's what it was. It was Periscope, but it was like right next to your gravestone, and it went down so you could look at them.
Yeah.
Still there.
I actually do want to install that in mine. But then here's what I want. All right. I'd like.
What's this here for?
I want a pretty big grave.
Yeah.
And I want one of those little portholes in it. I want I don't want a grave. I want to be buried in the ground. I want one of those like chambers.
Yeah.
And then you're going to prop me up in there like this. And then right in front of my face is the porthole.
So you just look you in the eyes.
I'm just straight up like.
Looking back at him.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking
good. Give me a bronze nose too.
Yeah. Hey, thanks again for watching this episode. If you're enjoying it and you're enjoying Tillin, you've been around for a little bit, I want to invite you to be a part of our Patreon. We have a Patreon that has early access to all of our episodes, ad-free content, both audio and video. We have a Discord with our hosts and producers. That's a ton of fun getting to hang out with all of our patrons in there. We also do once a month now, we do these live streams with our patrons. We hang out, we get to know each other, we eat pizza. It's a blast. Along with a bunch of other benefits like merch discounts, message on your birthday, like fun stuff. It's definitely worth it. We're having a blast with our patrons. But if that doesn't sound like something for you, then get the heck out of here. Just kidding. No, we love you. Thanks for checking out Tillin Podcast. How do they get it though? I realized I forgot to put a CTA in mine.
Oh, damn. You were doing that. Gummit.
Yeah.
They can text Tillin to 66866.
Thanks, Jared. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tillin. TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. So they went to the local grave tender, who was Jean Baptiste.
Oh,
So he's here. That's the job he found.
He's in the story.
So now he's the grave tender.
Okay.
And they get there. They get to his house, and his wife is there. He's married.
Oh.
But he's not there. He's out working the graves.
He's out working the graves.
Which is surprising that they didn't see him.
Tending to the graves.
That they didn't see him when they dug up the grave.
His wife is like, where is he right now? Where is John? He's tending the graves.
They said
thank you.
Quick trip.
John, you like to go fishing?
She hates
I hate the sound of the screams. I'm sorry, what did you say? No luck today.
<It's> so stupid.
Oh, talking to the worms, man. I'd like a worm. I'd like a word with that worm.
So
she's not, he's like, he's not here.
So yeah, she's like, he's not here. He's at work.
Why do you look for him here?
See, this story has a lot of parallels. So they say,
And she goes, I've never heard of that guy. Really? That's your husband?
Yeah, no, I've never heard of him. Stop asking about him.
Never heard of him. No, that is. The guy who also lives here is your husband. I've never heard of him. You know? There's a lot of parallels. Absurd.
So they say, well, yeah, so if he's at work, he wouldn't mind if we looked around, right? And this is before warrants and before law.
You have a warrant for that?
Excuse me, did you say warrant?
No.
It's like, matter of fact, a dude, it like slithers out of his pocket.
He says we can do whatever we want. Who am I to question?
I think you're holding him against your will.
All right.
So they look around and they notice something strange in his house. A bunch of boxes of clothes. The clothes smell like dead people.
What do dead people smell like?
Ask the worms.
Okay.
No, they look at the clothes and they're like, these are clearly decayed clothes. Like they're decaying because they were on a decayed body.
Okay, so we're poor. Just don't come in here. Don't come to my home looking for my husband and then start insulting our taste.
Your clothes look like they belong on a
Your clothes clearly belong on dead people. Okay, that was rude.
Yeah. It's so
speaking of rude, did I tell you about my neighbor? My new neighbor in LA?
No.
When my cat got out, duck got out on Thanksgiving.
Don't you like your neighbor?
No, I love my other neighbors. This is the neighbor right behind us. Mm-hmm. My cat got out on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which in Missouri, not a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
In California, coyotes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that's bad.
We have coyotes here.
Yeah, but they're not around my house. That's, okay. You know, we see them at night where I'm at now.
Do you really?
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. And I talk to them. they're mean. They're bullies. So anyway, so I'm looking around our apartment for my cat and obviously very frantic. I'm very pale. You know, I look scared. I look like I've lost my animal.
Yeah.
My neighbor's walking her dog back into her place. She goes, can I help you? Because I'm like kind of close to where her,
yeah,
not in her space at all.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of close to where she lives.
Yeah.
And she was, can I help you? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. My cat got out. He's white and gray, fluffy. Like if you find him, like if you see him, like, and she just goes, last cat that got out died and walked inside. So
what happened to your cat?
I found him.
Is she the killer?
She didn't kill my cat.
Did she kill the other cat? The last cat that got
she
out?
She punched my cat and I shot her. she punched my cat. She walked straight up to him.
Yeah. And that's the kid.
No, but I'm going to set her apartment on fire.
You said you can't punch that cat. That's the governor.
That's the governor. Hold on. You just named my next cat. I'll tell you that. That's freaking hilarious. That's the governor. We've got Duck, Omelet, Lenny, Jim and I, the governor. So wait, where's that little hat? That's very funny.
So they say,
hey, you're clearly stealing the clothes.
Yeah, John's got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
So they rush back to the cemetery. And when they get there, they find Jean. And here's an artist rendition. I don't know if this is exactly what was happening, but this is...
He had a whole temple set up for all the worms. And he was sitting there doing worm church. And they were all there.
They each had their singing own little pews. Their
moving
worm
together,
pews.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's reading from the Worm of God. And then all for the Worm of God joke.
And the cops showed up. When they showed up, all the worms came and they just engulfed his body. And he became this worm man. Just completely wrapped up in worms.
Worman is right there.
Worman.
this
is an artist
rendition.
What's he doing? Of what was happening. I don't know if this is legitimately what's
zombie?
Happening. Yeah, he was doing his job. He was making sure the dead stay dead.
Which one is he?
He's the guy falling over.
And they're saying he's fighting a zombie.
No, so they find him digging up another grave. And they were like, hey, there was only one grave that was supposed to be dug up today, and it wasn't this one. And
he's like, whoops.
It was like, oh,
my bad.
Didn't know that. And so they arrest him, and Officer Heath He had...
So this is a grave robber story?
Yeah.
I made a dumb grave robber joke in the last episode.
Yeah, you did. This whole episode's a grave robber episode.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of
so
like
what he does...
The worms are talking to you.
Is that he... I mean, I'll let Tim explain the full story, but the gist of it is that he goes, you'll get it.
Digs up the grave and robs it. So the Officer Heath, his daughter had passed away earlier this year, and he freaked out and like tackled the guy because he thought, you robbed my daughter's grave. And he's like, oh, I didn't rob hers. I swear, I promise I didn't rob hers.
She's the only one I left alone.
She's the only one I didn't touch.
I loved her
still,
too.
She's still alive. I only dig them up if they're dead.
Yeah. I wait till I stop hearing the... Okay, that one needs a couple more days.
And so, long story short, they take him in and they start an investigation. They look through all of his boxes at home and they realize...
He's been stealing.
He had dug up over 300 graves.
Wow.
And stole goods, shoes, clothes, trinkets, necklaces, whatever.
But
and,
for why?
Well, he wasn't selling them. And yeah. He wasn't wearing them. He just liked to have them. He had them in boxes in his home. And his wife didn't know about them.
How big's his home then?
I mean, big enough for him to hide some boxes in it. So like, it I doesn't guess. Have to be that big.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, does your wife know about every box you have in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a healthy marriage.
Mine doesn't know about half the boxes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got the worm box. We got the dead guy box. It's just a whole dead guy.
Just a whole dead guy.
You want to see a dead guy? They're like, okay, yeah, you dug up a bunch of graves, like 300 graves.
Sure.
Big deal.
Are you going to give me my Christmas gift today, by the way?
What are you talking about?
I mean, like, I don't think we're going to see each other before Christmas.
Oh, did you bring a Christmas gift?
Well, you're not coming out to LA now.
No, yeah.
As you promised.
Did you bring a Christmas gift? As I promised.
You were like, dude, we're definitely coming out.
Well, that was definitely the plan.
Uh-huh. Definitely. I don't think you and I have different definitions of the word definitely.
Well, it was definitely at the time. At the time, it was definite.
No.
But
definite means it happens and it follows through.
Times changed.
Tentative
is
the word you're looking for.
No, because it wasn't tentative at the time. When I said definitely, it was a definite.
Were your flights booked?
They were picked.
That's tentative.
So they...
I've got to pick up your Christmas gift.
Yeah, I'm going to ship it.
I'm going to stop at the graveyard up by my old apartment.
I know just the one.
I know just the one. I saw him burying it a couple months ago. I was like, Tim's going to love
that. He's going to love that guy.
He's going to love that Bucky's hoodie. I got buried in a Bucky's hoodie. Yeah, I want my funeral sponsored by Bucky's.
And the priest says, use code.
Dude, I want my casket to look like a NASCAR, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still getting paid.
Yeah, too.
I mean, you guys can be sad. I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid while I'm getting laid to rest. So
they making money during. I'm going to make money while I eternally sleep.
So
pretty the wild. Trying just to die one day, right?
It's hard to think about. Don't talk about it.
Totally sucks, dude.
It totally sucks. Hopefully by the time we're talking about maybe dying.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to become friends with the worms. Trying to get ahead of
they
it.
They can bring me back. I live on as the worm man.
So in that picture you showed, he's robbing the grave, but the guy in the grave is fighting back.
Yeah, that's not real. I don't think that ever happened.
Okay.
As far as we know, he never, yeah.
Okay.
So the police are trying to figure out what to do with him. Because they don't have anything in the law books about what do you do when a guy steals 300 stuff from graves.
300 stuff. Yeah.
We know if he steals 200 stuff, but 300 stuff, too much stuff. So they're going back and forth trying to figure out how they should deal with it. And then this is where Brigham Young gets involved in the story. And Brigham Young is preaching. And he says, he says, you know what I think? He says, I think hanging or shooting Jean-Baptiste would not do anybody any good. He said, I think what we need to do is we need to exile him and we need to leave him as a vagabond on the earth. And that was part of his sermon. I don't know what point he was going to or where that illustration was connected.
Much like our souls are vagabonds.
Yeah. Anyway. But there's no way back for him. And one of the cops was there that day. And he was like, that's an interesting idea, actually. Like, that, now that you say that, like, I kind of like that. And so what they did is they took him and they said, hey, we think that what you did was so bad. We can't put you in jail. We can't kill you because you're too bad for that.
Too bad for death?
Yeah, you're too bad for us to kill you.
It's kind of cool.
So they branded.
Oh, I can't go to jail. I'm too bad for that.
Too bad for jail.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Too bad for
the
jail.
Cops. The cops said, I'm too bad for jail. Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of Things I Learned Last Night. If you're here and you're a little shocked because you've been watching ASMR videos all night and you woke up to the sound of my laughter, let me help you out real quick and join back in the ASMR. One thing that would help us a lot in the algorithm is if you left some comments or some reviews. If you're on the podcast app, we'd really appreciate that. And it would help us grow this show. So thanks for your support. But if not, and you're just here trying to sleep, I hope I interrupted it. But here's another advertisement.
So they just go, we've actually convinced the whole town to never talk to you again. Is that what the punishment is?
And he just has to be, live in the city, but
you got to live in the town. That actually,
that'll drive you freaking insane.
That would,
like, you're just a ghost. Man,
we should do that to somebody.
But do it in like L.
If you ever come to a live show with Tillin, I'll talk to Alex. Just don't do it.
Just don't. Here's the thing. Most people don't know what he looks like. It's just Abigail, right?
We made her close her eyes the whole time.
Yeah, her eyes were closed. We opened them in post.
And then he wore one of those bald knobber masks from Sword Art City.
She walked in and was like,
he's just over there in the corner. Just
what is that?
That's our bald knobber.
That's Alex.
That's Jep.
That's Jep.
Get back under the table.
He's sitting there doing sound stuff.
We don't let him do the. We don't let sound stuff. He's doing sound stuff. Sure. Okay. So there. What do they end up? That is a great punishment if you do convince the whole town to not talk to him.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, they branded his forehead with a brand that said "Branded for Robbing the Dead."
Holy cow!
Which it wasn't a brand; it was actually a tattoo. They said that, but they said branded. Should say tattoo.
Sure. Anyway,
so branded for robbing the dead. And then they took him out to...
That was a punishment that people did? They just tattooed people's foreheads?
Well, that was part of the punishment. That was only step one of the punishment.
Okay.
Step two of the punishment is they took him by boat out to Fremont Island in Salt Lake.
Okay.
I'm showing you a picture of it.
Oh.
To Fremont Island. And so this is just like a deserted island in the middle of Salt Lake.
Yeah, I see that.
The good thing about this island...
So he's supposed to like starve to death out there?
No. Because on the island is... The island is owned by a farming family called the Millers. That was...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's a pretty common last name. I don't know why you're like, yeah. Rah. Okay.
So they had cows. All their cattle was on this island.
He's going to kill them.
And they had a shed with like provisions.
So imagine you've got a private island. Right? And then one day, some dude is just out in the back of your yard talking to your worms. And you're like, hey, what are you doing, bro? And he looks at you and on his forehead, it says branded for robbing the dead.
And he's just talking to a worm. Excuse me? And he just goes.
That's what I like. You got to move your tongue a lot so that the worms think it's one of them.
That is the whitest worm I've ever seen.
He will lead us.
Wide worm.
Wide?
Wide worm. Tongues are wider than worms, but they're about the same.
Wide worm.
The same length, but a different width. Height, same height, this same height, same length, this is very different weird. Width.
Wide worm.
I want out of this.
No, the police showed up at his door, at the door of the Miller family, You open up the door, there's the police, and they're there with the guy branded for Robin Graves.
Like, hey, we're going to leave him in the backyard.
They said, hey, can we leave this guy on your island? And they're like, why?
I feel like it's pretty, I mean, it's on his forehead. What do you mean, yeah, why?
Do I have to explain this to you? We're the police. You have to say yes to us.
Me, police.
You,
him,
citizen.
Grave robber.
I don't understand what you don't understand.
He went to the cemetery. You, island owner. I leave. He stays.
Yeah, so there's... So the family, what they
protect
did...
Protect your dead.
So they... the family... what they did is they left their cattle there, and their cattle grazed on that island. Okay. And they would come every 3 weeks, check on the cattle, chill on the island for a little bit, and come home.
Sure.
And so they had a little shed with some basic provisions, and then obviously there's cattle and stuff on the island, I guess.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, you can live here forever now. And sure. So they just boat them out to the island, leave them there, and then they boated away. And under the pretense that the Millers now, every 3 weeks, they're just going to check on John Baptiste also. They're going to check on their cattle and also check
That's
on
kind of annoying that the police would just show up and be like, hey, would you take care of this guy?
This grave robber? Hey, you don't have to take care of him. Just make sure he's there.
Yeah.
You know, and not like, whatever, robbing graves. We don't think there's graves on this island, but you never know. He'll find them if there are.
Dude, and the guy happens to be a serial killer. And he's like, oh, he's going to... No, it's totally cool if he stays here.
Yeah, you can stay on my island. There's no graves there.
Uncovers the Millers killed 300 people. And they go, we don't know what to do with someone who killed 300 people.
Hey, do you have an island?
You killed every person he robbed?
Oh, interesting. Does that mean it was okay for him to rob them? We don't know what to do with this. Two rights, two wrongs, two lefts. So they leave him on this island.
Yeah.
The Millers come out 3 weeks later, checking on him. He's fine, whatever. And so they go home.
What's he eating? Their cows?
The provisions, maybe some grass. Who knows?
Okay. You know, grass. Sure.
Desperate times. Call for desperate measures. I don't know. Maybe he's fishing a little bit. Who knows?
Okay. He's not fishing out of...
No,
he can't
out of respect for the worms. And so, but then... Another 3 weeks.
Okay.
Another
three weeks
go by.
Sure.
And the Millers come back and they find one of their cows was slaughtered.
Yeah, obviously. And
cut into strips.
And they're like, who did this?
Was it one of the cows?
And he's over there covered in blood.
And then the shed was complete. What are you doing?
I drink my drink.
The shed was completely dismantled and John Baptiste was nowhere to be found.
He made a boat.
So yeah, so as legend has it, he took the shed and he built a boat and he boated his way back to land. And this started this massive multi-state manhunt to try to find John Baptiste. And everyone was like, what does he look like? And they were like,
look for his forehead.
For the forehead. You'll recognize him.
Is he got a wanted poster or anything?
No wanted posters. But they started looking for him and nobody ever tracked him down. He lived the rest of his life as a free man, allegedly. There is.
And then in 2010,
they exhumed his body. No, in 2010, they found him. Now, the legend, there's two sides of this story.
Okay.
Option one, legend has it that he made it to Montana and became a miner in Montana and lived the rest of his days as a miner in Montana. An adult
like a miner. He didn't go there and pretend to be 8 years old.
Yeah. He was a miner mining, you know what I'm saying? The other version of the legend is that he never made it across the lake.
It's drowned.
Started and he drowned in the lake and his ghost haunts Fremont Island to this day.
Ooh.
And so if you go to Fremont Island and you hear the sound of worms, it's John Baptiste, worming about Fremont Island. What we do know for sure about him, and I guess we can talk for a second about how he got here, because he was born in Ireland.
Sure.
And we don't know from the point when he was born in Ireland in 1813 until 1855, where there's a gray area. We don't know exactly what happened here.
So okay.
A good portion of his life. But we do know in 1855, he left Australia and went to, emigrated to the U.S.
Sure.
So he made it to, he arrived in Honolulu in April of 1855. And then later that same year, he arrived in San Francisco. And he stayed in California for a few years in San Francisco before traveling to Salt Lake City. What people theorize is that the reason he was in Australia...
It's because his favorite Chinese restaurant is there.
I was like, I got to track it down. Now, the reason he was in Australia is because at that time, Australia was a prison island. And so he, in Ireland, had committed some crimes that they shipped him off to Australia for.
Oh.
Maybe robbed some graves and got shipped to Australia, did his time, and then hitched a ride on a boat to the U.S., got a job as a grave robber, a grave tender, and you know, went back to his roots.
Do you have any experience in graveyards?
Oh,
tons.
So much
experience. Much experience.
Let me tell you about this one guy I dug up. I mean, buried.
What am I can spot a grave robber miles away. I know exactly what they look like.
Oh, yeah? What do they do? Most of them have brands on their forehead.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find them.
It's pretty easy. I don't know why they do that. But yeah, I mean, so he, this is John Baptiste. I don't know if this is like a famous thing in Salt Lake. Everything I've read has acted like this was like a famous Salt Lake legend.
Okay.
But so maybe bring it up next time you're there. See if anybody knows.
Be like John Baptiste?
Have you guys heard of John Baptiste? John the Baptist?
No, they don't.
Oh, you're right. They don't have the same.
Anyway, out there, I do know from the tour I did.
Yeah.
This actually explains a lot.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, we were out roughhousing. I don't know. We were playing football outside. And I got tackled. Fell over. And my ear landed straight on the ground. And from what I assume are the worms now.
Yeah.
I just heard.
Let him off.
Hey, thanks for making it to the end of this video. If you like this and you want more episodes, there's more somewhere around here and also clips from the show. But make sure you subscribe. Please do that. That really helps us. It makes us feel good. We look at the number and we go, oh my gosh, there's more people who like us. And it also just makes sure that you don't miss episodes in the future because we put these out every single week. And there's so many in the past, so many old episodes you can go watch. And you know, there's an entire season of episodes that we didn't even have video for. So you can go listen to those if you'd like to as well. Thanks for being here. We will see you again next week on Things I Learned Last Night. That's this podcast, called, right? That's this one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Things I Learned Last Night.
That's the one. All right, you're free to go.
Great.